Tom. How are you?
I'm great this morning, Tony. Good to be with you.
Oh, we appreciate Tom. He sends us pieces that revolve around education and business. And there was one that I was looking at last night, Tom, and it was written by Paula Holmes Greenlee from the Muskegon Chronicle. And it was titled Quality versus Quantity, Educational Debate Focused on the Wrong Thing. And you had a take on that.
Well, it is. At the end of the day, the only adjective that matters before school is quality. It doesn't matter if we're talking traditional public schools or chartered schools or anything else. At the end of the day, we all have to be focused on assuring that our children are attending a quality school.
Should we be afraid of charter schools?
No. There's some good and there's some bad and there's some ugly charters and traditionals, and that's where my focus is today. Look, if your child is attending a school that's not meeting their needs, it's a bad school, and you should have alternatives and options ahead of you. But we should not just assume because it's a traditional school that it's a good quality school, and we shouldn't assume just because we call it a charter school it's automatically a good quality school. The focus has to be on producing schools that are going to prepare our children for this hyper-competitive, transformational global economy where talent is going to be king.
From your perspective, why is the MEA and the American Federation of Teachers Michigan branch so adamant that we not allow the opportunity for more charter schools to come into Michigan?
Well, as I've said before, I think that when we focus on teaching, learning, and children, and not power, control, politics, and adults, then the right thing happens for our children. We've got to get away from the ideological debate in Michigan and in America around our schools. And it doesn't matter if that ideology is coming from the left or right. We got to get focused on what really matters, and that's having quality teachers in a quality school, because rhetoric from the left or right doesn't educate our children. It's a quality teacher that has the tools that they need to do the job, provided with the support by the school district and the broader community, that's going to make a difference in our lives. And we talk about in the state that the top three campaign issues are jobs, jobs, and jobs. Well, jobs are only going to come to those individuals, to the city, the region, and the state that is truly educating its children. So the best economic development program that any community can have is a high-quality school.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but there sure seems to be a lot of energy, time, and money by teachers' unions to support other ideas, to fight other causes, as opposed to putting all their energies into teaching the kids.
Well, there is, and I think that goes back to the issues that I've talked about, in power, control, politics, and adults. Clearly, people are picking up sides that are going to benefit they and their organizations. But I'm imploring, if you will, the two sides to get together, and let's see where there's a shared vision and a common agenda that's really going to prepare our children for the future. All these other fights aren't getting that job done. And as we've talked about, Tony, many times before, my interest in China is that while we're having these fights, other states and other nations are going to pass us by. And that does not bode well for our children's future in our collective future.
Well, the last year and a half, there's been much debate about this. Do you think we're past the debate, and do you think that in the near future, especially for the upcoming budgets in the next couple of years, that we will either hold steadfast or perhaps increase funding for preschool through K or through 12 school funding?
Well, I think that what we need to do is look at what we're funding and what results we're getting for that funding. And I hope that the governor and the legislature will increase funding in a targeted way in areas where it truly is going to make a difference. What we have to do is really being able to innovate, to educate, and stop the battles to contain the change that are going to move the state forward.
Well, there definitely are some challenges here in the mid-Michigan area. I'm sure you have read, you have heard about the Lansing School District. 25% of its students do not graduate. And then you look at just a few miles away in Okemos, less than 1% of their students do not graduate. So we have some challenges.
Absolutely have some challenges. And a child that doesn't get an education today is going to be an adult without much of a future tomorrow. And all of us need to care about that 25% of those children, because those kids are going to be coming to your place of business somewhere in the near future, either as a potential customer, a potential employee, or perhaps with some nefarious ideas in mind, because it's very clear that our prisons are stocked full of high school dropouts and functionally illiterate individuals. There's a clear correlation between someone who doesn't get an education and far too many of the people that are populating in our jails and prisons today.
All right, Tom, I got a minute left. You're a former state superintendent. What would you do if you heard about a district where 25% of its students were not graduating?
Well, I think that there's a number of new programs that are out there. One of the things we have to stop doing is assuming that what's already hasn't worked in the past is going to somehow or another miraculously work if we just work at it more harder. There's an exciting new program, Tony, that's out there, and the governor and Senator Pavlov are pushing this, and I think appropriately so, and that is e-learning. I think you've had Glenn Taylor and Beth Baker from the WAY program, WAYprogram.net,
mm-hmm.
And this is a blended e-learning program. And they've laid out some unbelievable ways that we can re-engage kids back in school by a project-based, high standards, and where the young people can work online, but also having that human touch as well, coming into a community center where a mentor and a teacher are there to help guide and direct them. So I'd encourage the Lansing School District to get in touch with Glenn and Beth at thewayprogram.net.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Make a difference. Thanks.